How have the guys responded coming back from a loss from your vantage point?
Good week, yeah. These guys have done a great job all year. They have great practice habits. We're a really tight-knit team, and this has been a good week. You know, it's football. You know, we're just getting ready to play the next game.
Jake got a little bit banged up at the end of the first half against Kansas last week. How is he doing this week as far as just overall health?
I don't know he got banged up in the last game. He got banged up in the Utah game. He took some hits in that game. He was just bruised and, you know, mostly that kind of thing, just beat up a little bit, but nothing.
But no concerns.
No concerns. He's 100%.
When you reviewed the film on the red zone against Kansas, what stuck out about the opportunities missed, perhaps?
We had some lack of execution in the low red zone. We played actually really well in the game, like efficiently. We controlled the line of scrimmage. We ran the ball well. We threw the ball well, all the way down to, you know, that last low red zone area. And we've been very good in that part of the field all season. And this game, we just didn't finish. And there was blame to go around. You know, I have to do a better job for the team. We had various position groups who made mistakes in that area of the field. Saturday, obviously, Jake made a really bad throw that, you know, he owns up to one time right before the half. That was a shame. You know, there's just things, you know, you can't panic. You just got to keep working at it. And like I said, we've been good in that area of the field all year. So now it's time to just keep working and get ready to play this week.
Coming out of that game, though, did you feel pretty good, though, about the run game? I mean, I know it's a loss, but they seem like they're trending up.
Yeah, I mean, there's no moral victories, but we did control that game. We did a lot of good things in that game, and the story of the game is just not finishing with touchdowns in the red zone. You know, if we finish with a couple of touchdowns, we run away with that game, but we didn't. We didn't do it. So all the good things we did in the open field don't count because they're not points. You know, so but I was pleased with how the toughness that we played with, the execution in the open field. We just have to finish better in the red zone, and we have a good plan, and I'm confident our guys will do that this game.
With how well your offense plays in the two-minute drill,
yeah.
Has there been thought to maybe increase the tempo a bit throughout a game?
Yeah, we've talked about that, and I think there is something to picking up the tempo a little bit, but the two-minute drill, you know, you get different coverages, you get different defenses, and it's a shorter menu of plays. That menu of plays can dry up real fast if that's all you do for four quarters. So, Jake's really good in that area of the game, and our players have been executing those plays very well. So, I don't think you can just run that, you know, that system for four quarters. And the other thing is, one of the things we're doing well is we stay on the field for a long time, and our defense gets a lot of rest. So if you start going a lot faster and you run, you know, you go up tempo, then the defense defends a lot more snaps. You know, our defense did a great job Saturday, but they only defended 8 possessions. You know, normal is about 12. So if we go a faster pace, it's, you know, it's playing team football and finding that right balance of what's good for all three phases.
Aaron, what are some of the things you look at when you look at going boundary versus field? I saw some of those plays that went to the boundary side, some go to the field side. I'm just kind of curious, you know, as far as the philosophy.
Which plays are you talking about? Like run plays, pass plays?
The run plays, the speed option.
Yeah, it's usually just trying to take what the defense gives us. You know, a lot of those are check plays sometimes, trying to go to the best look where you have the best angles.
Aaron, are you happy with the way tight ends have performed and have been used in your offense, or is that something?
Yeah, I think Tava and Ray are playing really well for us right now. You know, and then we have Keanu and Reiner doing some good things. I've been really pleased. I think Tava and Ray are really playing good football for us right now, and really happy with those guys.
So Kibo takes some hits. I know he came back in the game.
Yeah.
How's he doing?
He's fine. Yeah, he's okay. Yep.
Does Jake look for tight ends on a regular basis?
Yeah. I mean, we haven't featured our tight ends a ton down the field. The offense is about getting the ball to your playmakers, doing what they do best. And so the ways that we feature our tight ends will be what they do best. And then the way we feature our receivers and our running backs is try to do what everybody does best.
You might have addressed this, A-Rod, but the fade route last couple of things haven't worked for you.
Yeah. That play, I think we've scored 12 touchdowns on that play in the last 5 years. And the last two times have been interceptions. So might be time to go away from that for a while. But it's been a very good play for us over the years. I think Isaac Rex had 5 or 6 touchdowns alone just on that play. And we threw a couple last year, one to Darius Lassiter, that I can remember against Texas Tech. It's been a really good play. And the last two games, we just didn't execute it well. And, you know, last game, Jake just made a bad throw. The play was there. Our guys did what they were supposed to do. You have a tight end on a corner, you know, huge size advantage. You just have to throw the ball to the back pylon, and it's either our guy or nobody. And then you play the next play. It's, you know, got a couple more plays with two timeouts. And Jake made a mistake, you know. That's football. You just move on.
Has the pressures of maybe a conference championship race maybe get to this team at all? You feel with what the magnitude of each game?
We live for this. There's no pressure. This is what we do. This is exactly why you play this game. I mean, everybody, we're in the moment and we're loving this.
Have you made preparations for crowd noise more so than usual?
Yeah, and I don't know how we could have possibly practiced it more than we did for the Utah game, and it was a factor. I mean, it was tough. We did not handle it well in the Utah game. So, yes, we've practiced it a lot again, and we'll be ready.
Is that why you went inside yesterday?
Yes. Yep, it's louder inside, so that's why we went inside, yes.
The delayed substitution, the rule with, you know, the ref, yeah, you know, delays it, and then the defensive guys jog off really slowly.
Yeah.
How do you address that?
It's tough. It's really tough. I think defenses, you know, the rule was established when no-huddle teams were going fast tempo and then would substitute and go fast again. They made the rule so that defenses had a chance to match up. And now defenses are exaggerating their ability to match up, and the officials are letting them get away with it. And so you have teams that are just practically walking off the field. And I'm hoping that in this offseason they change that rule. I think they need to do something, you know, make it an 8-second count or, you know, something like that. You know, give them a chance, but they can't drag it out kind of thing. But for the time being, we have to adapt. We got to sub fast if we're subbing, and we got to break the huddle fast if we're huddling, and just play faster.
What are some of the key bullet points that stand out on Arizona's defense from your
vantage? I'm sorry, one more time?
What are some of the key points to Arizona's defense that stand out to you?
Well, they play with an edge, man. They compete really hard. They are just flying around, I think. I mean, they have good speed, and they play with tenacity. I respect these guys a lot. They're fun to watch, and I'm excited to play against them, but we have a lot of respect for them.